We'll move on to item 16, report out from the audit committee chair on the June 24th audit committee. You have the floor.
Thank you. First, just to remind the board as a whole that the audit committee members are Jerry Holcomb, Todd Smithy, Russell Watts, and me. We met right after our previous board meeting in which you heard from our audit firm on their presentation of our clean audit. And I think they've done a fine job on these kinds of presentations. What we primarily dealt with in this meeting was our evaluation of Brown Armstrong, our external auditor, and staff updates from Gail and her team. First, the way we evaluated the auditor was take an AICPA, that's the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, form that asks a whole series of questions, first by the committee itself and then, I should say, our president, our CEO, our chief compliance officer, and our chief accounting person. And we went through the questions one by one. Every committee member had a chance to react. Then Gail presented her replies to the CEO portion of the evaluation form and shared with us those produced by Henry and by Raleigh. And I think the overall reaction was very favorable for the way Brown Armstrong conducted the audit this year in what everyone recognizes is just a difficult environment. Gail indicated that she is talking to them about a possible two-year extension. And we, as a practical matter, we being the committee, supported her doing that. The second part is a staff status update. There are a couple of items that I think the board would have an interest in. We are restarting the recruitment, or will be restarting the recruitment. Gail can indicate whether that's underway yet or not, but relatively soon, to find a new internal auditor that the board approved of our engaging some time back, or hiring, I should say, some time back. Raleigh gave a update on his compliance activities and indicated that they are updating the employer audit guide and the standards and practices guide. And finally, Henry reported that all the employers who are able to pay are paying their contributions electronically now and on time. I think that covers most of what we dealt with. Are there any questions? Hearing none, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, John.